Not all buyers qualify for Lincoln Automotive Financial Services Limited Term Financing. Take delivery from dealer stock by 4/30/13. See dealer for qualifications, limited warranty, and details.
.903 in the KSL 24-hour newsroom. I'm in Koyo Iyamba, KSL's top local story this hour. Investigators say the accused Boston bombers acted alone in setting up the attack and had no ties to any international terrorist groups, but Utah Congressman Jason Chaffetz isn't buying it. He sits on the Homeland Security Committee and says the suspects might have been radicalized and there may be others who helped them. A rash of burglaries has a small Sand Peak County community concerned and a little confused. Moroni residents can't figure out why thieves burglarized Moroni feed hardware four times in the past few months. Surveillance video caught three men wearing masks and rubber gloves April 11th and 24th. Police believe the video will help bust these crooks. The response to the new airport tracks line is greater than expected. UTA spokesman Remy Barron says more improvements are on the way when passengers reach the airport destination.
We do have some plans to improve the area where people get off the train. Currently, there's a little welcome center that we built there. That's going to be improved and moved even closer.
Barron says in the first week of operation, about 300 more passengers a day boarded the airport line than anticipated. Coming up on KSL News Radio, a few clouds on the way to break through this weekend sunshine, but which day? When we check your KSL weather forecast next, KSL News Time 904.
Breaking news, traffic, and weather. Every 30 minutes, all morning, all day, and all night. Constant updates on KSL News Radio.
If you own anything stainless in your kitchen, you can't help but admire the beauty of it when it's clean. But if anyone at all lives in your house, then you're constantly cleaning the stainless. Spray a little or a lot on the refrigerator, over to the dishwasher. Don't forget the stove and oven. The amount of time you spend cleaning it makes it not worth having. And then when the kids raid the refrigerator, well, let's not even go there. And scratches? Well, you definitely need Protect and Shine. Protect and Shine not only helps stainless steel appliances look their best, it prevents harmful bacteria buildup while promoting a germ-free environment. Just a one-time application can last you up to 5 years, and your cleaning time is cut by 90%. You really have to see how it works. Go online right now, protectandshine.com, and get the details. That's protect, the letter N, shine.com. Fall in love with stainless again. Protect and Shine.
Talk comes to talk.
Are you kidding me? Are you delusional?
And comes to be heard.
Yeah, I appreciate being able to talk a little bit about this.
KSL News Radio.
Traffic and weather together brought to you by the Larry H. Miller dealerships. Right now, I'm looking at a crash northbound I-15 at 90th South. Looks like it has the right lanes closed there. I'm expecting at least 15-minute delays. Also, remember that sinkhole probably will be disrupting traffic today, so make sure you check an alternate route at 5400 South at 3200 West, and that the right two lanes are closed there, and that again, that's where that sinkhole is. UDOT is suggesting an alternate route. And I hope you can take advantage of the clear blue skies and sunshine today with a high of 75 degrees. A few clouds and 77 tomorrow. Windy and 78 on Monday. Lows in the upper 40s the next few days. SuperPrepFair.com. Be prepared. Make sure your family is protected. May 3rd and 4th, the UVU Event Center, the 3rd Annual Emergency Preparedness Expo and Gun Show. SuperPrepFair.com. 58 degrees right now at 9:07. You get the top stories every 30 minutes. Breaking news the second it happens. I'm in Koyo Iyamba. KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM, Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
Never seen the sky so blue. The birds are singing, I got nothing to do. Hey, hey,
hey, hey.
It's a sunny day.
Sunny day now.
My pocket's empty, my cupboard's bare. But call me illogical, I just don't care.
Hey, hey,
hey.
The KSL Greenhouse. Information and great talk about your home, garden, and your lawn. If you love perennials, can't get enough help on landscape design, or just want to keep your lawn and vegetable garden pest-free, grab a pen. It's the KSL Greenhouse on KSL News Radio.
Welcome back to the KSL Greenhouse. This is one of those days, and we're finally getting into the season when, you know, maybe you don't want to be in the greenhouse every day. You want to get out and enjoy what Mother Nature's given you. And the perfect time of year to be taking care of what Mother Nature has left behind for you. KSL Greenhouse live today at Staker Parson. I'm Tim Hughes, and Ton Bettis, horticulturist from Utah State University, also here this morning. I'm scanning over some of the questions we've got coming up. Everything from chicken and hens cactus. You familiar with that one?
Right. I am familiar.
Night crawlers, veggie seeds, and mowing your lawn in different directions, which I don't think we've talked about before, but you gave me a head shake on that it might not be a bad idea.
Yeah, mow in different directions. So hopefully the caller stays on the line, but it's always good to mow in different directions. In certain circumstances, you can actually wear trails in your lawn.
Huh. All right, so we'll talk about all those things. Just be patient with us. By the way, both of our lines in Ogden open at 670-5751 and down in Utah County 470-5751. Nick is with us here from Staker Parson in the North Salt Lake location. You are the landscape center manager, is that right?
I am, yes.
I threw this question at Chelsea earlier, and it was sort of a little curveball for her, but I asked her if there's one thing that people come in more often for than others, and she thought maybe topsoil was in that mix somewhere.
Topsoil is definitely one of our top sellers.
We get also, this a little closer there. There you go.
Also, our South Weaver cobbles. It's a calico cobble, one of our most popular products.
Yeah. The variety, I think, Todd, and we've talked about that, the variety of things you can find here, variety of colors, variety of textures, is pretty amazing.
Yes, Nick, I think, mentioned that, what was it, 67 different products out there in bulk alone?
67 bulk products, yes.
That's amazing to me. And so, in my past experience, it was a lot to have 10 or 15, but 67 is unimaginable.
Well, and the nice thing about that is if you're not sure what you want, you can come here and do a little shopping and maybe, you know, something will catch your eye. Our buddy Brian from Olson's just stopped by, drove up from Utah County, and he had purchased last week something called Cafe Roca. And said you just can't find that color anywhere else. You guys kind of specialize in stuff you can't find many places.
Yeah, as far as I know, Cafe Roca is only available at Staker Parson companies.
Is that a red color?
It's a copper tan color.
And once you get into that, obviously you want to match it up, but he said he kind of felt like it was something that you might find in southern Utah, but you don't want to drive all the way down there to get it.
Yeah, definitely. It comes from southern Nevada, actually. It's a granite product. Beautiful.
So we know Brian's got he's got projects this weekend, right?
He does, and I know that he's very busy with Olson's greenhouses. I know this time of year is pretty much the Christmas season for the green industry, and he said that he's been doing this after dark under lights, so that's someone pretty dedicated.
Because they got to keep the flowers moving during the day.
With that rock, moving rock, there's no reason to go to the gym if you're doing that.
No kidding. And today, 15% off everything, right?
15% off everything, yep.
Tell us what you've got out there going on for the kids.
We have rock creatures you can make. Paint rocks and glue them together, put hair on them, eyeballs, all kinds of different things. We also plant in seeds, vegetables, fruits, flowers.
Yeah, and I haven't mentioned this, but I noticed on the way in that there's some Miller product out there with one of their growing boxes assembled for people to take a look at.
Yep. Box garden mixes with the raised box gardens, square foot gardening. We have all the products available for that as well.
I actually have one of those in my garage and haven't had the time to put it together yet, but we're going to give that a shot in our neighborhood anyway.
It's nice to have those pre-assembled so that you can just throw it together, because one of the challenges on those raised beds is actually building them. You can just put that down, put the mix in, and you're ready to go.
Yeah, we'll let you know how that turns out, but thanks to Miller's for having that available to you here. Do you have Miller's available all the time at Staker Parson?
Yep.
So that's something else they can come looking for.
Yeah, we stock approximately, I don't know, half a dozen of their products here.
All right.
They're up in my neck of the woods up there in Hiram, and I've been in their facility, and it's a pretty nice facility, fairly clean. And so whenever I see their product out elsewhere, I always know that it's, you know, a pretty trustworthy product. So.
Yeah. They're great. What time are the hot dogs arriving? That's the big question people want to know.
They're out there hot and ready.
Ah, already. So if you want dogs for breakfast.
Yeah.
I know. Last week you didn't have the Mr. Meat dogs. These were the good ones. And so I called out a lot of my friends that liked hot dogs. And Vaughn Nelson, you didn't come out last week. You better come this week.
I didn't know you were a hot dog connoisseur.
Oh, man, during the summers at J&J, that's something we do all summer long is compare hot dogs, steamed hot dogs. And that was a hot hobby.
Oh, well, great day to do it here. They're free for the lunch hour. Come on down. We're at the North Salt Lake location of Staker Parsons, just off Beck Street here. And the Ogden store also open today.
Yep, until 2.
So make sure and stop by. Nick, I know you're busy out there. We'll let you get back to it.
All right, thank you.
In the meantime, we're going to take some phone calls here, and I think we're going to go, remind me, Jeff, is it red or green I'm looking for? All right, let's go to John then in Salt Lake City. We'll start with pruning peach trees. How are you, John?
Good. How are you guys?
Good. What's your question?
Hey, my question is, it's nice to see your dark side with the torch, by the way. all the years I've listened to this program, I've never heard a torch be used.
You know, that's actually a very common practice in organic operations because you have to avoid herbicides. And so I know organic growers, they actually have trailers designed to go between the rows, and they will flame the weeds when they're only, you know, with seedlings is the effective time to do it, but it's a very accepted practice in organic production.
Well, you've given me an excuse to go buy something, and I'll tell my wife.
Yeah, go hog wild. Don't get the cheap version, man. Get, you know, like the Dragon Extreme, so...
Yeah, and just make sure you're not chasing insects, you know, doing away with the ants in the neighborhood.
I mean, be careful, because I have seen people really start fires and things, and so if you're by a wooden fence or something, be extremely careful with it, but it can be effective.
All right, so my question, not too late to prune the fruit, the peach trees, right?
If they're in blossom, it's not ideal, but it's better to do it now than in July.
Okay.
And I know there's a lot of reasons. I've been really busy and haven't been able to do a lot of things. But when you prune those, you're going to take about between 30% and 40% of the wood out. And on the peaches, all the fruit is produced on one-year-old wood, so you can prune them a little bit more heavily than other fruit trees.
So the reason I ask that is it's a smaller peach tree, and I'm wondering, by leaving the wood on there and the leaves, that it'll give it more energy and grow faster, or is that not necessarily the case?
No, if you prune it, it'll get mad at you and grow very vigorously. And what you're trying to do is, in the early years, you're pruning on that to train those scaffold branches to be very strong. And so you don't want long, wispy branches, because down the road, the peaches will break the branches. And so the first 2, 3, 4 years is very important to actually, when you're pruning, and definitely download a pruning video from YouTube, or download a pruning fact sheet off of the internet. But when you prune those peaches especially, it's important to develop those initial scaffold branches so that down the road the peaches don't break the branches out of the tree.
Okay, and then the second question to that is, I've lost one peach tree to borers. And so I've already done my dormant spray this last year, but I still have a little bit of problem at the bottom. Can I be spraying that with something now?
No, the peach tree borer does not generally come out until between the 1st of June and mid-June along the Wasatch Front. And that's when you would start to spray, but then you would need to spray for it through mid-September.
Okay, so June, and I would use something like a Malathion or something like that?
The Malathion is labeled for peaches in general, and you would spray the trunk fairly heavily. There's not a lot of peach tree borer sprays out there anymore since Dursban was taken off the market. 7 is another one. I've heard some at the university kick around a little bit to drench the trunk fairly well with 7. The only one I know of labeled that's completely on label is a fruit tree spray. It's containing spinosad that has to be sprayed once a week. But when I've talked to pest lab folks, they've said that when you're spraying the peaches, go ahead and soak the trunk down with 7 Malathion, and that's going to be a lot better than not spraying at all.
Okay. Hey, just so you know, everybody's sad about our loss, but you are doing a fabulous job. Thank you very much.
I really appreciate it. Larry's shoes are big shoes to fill, and I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Thanks for the call, John. I appreciate it. I'm sorry I'm a little distracted, because we told everybody that they would load any of this bulk product in just about anything you bought. But you see the white pickup over there with the blue shell on it, Ton?
I do.
Getting it in the back tailgate with that shell on is going to be interesting.
Wait, I used to see that when I was up at J&J, and folks would bring a flat shovel and shovel away. I wonder.
My gosh! So you're gonna move it once to get it inside the back of the truck, and then you're gonna have to shovel it out one shovel at a time when you get it home, and then move it to where you want it. It's a little extra work, but I can see he brought the blue tarp, got it inside. And maybe he's changed his mind, as a matter of fact. We'll keep you posted at home, but we'll take our break here. We'll come back with more of the Greenhouse live at Staker Parsons, North Salt Lake Beck Street. And today's the day to do it, no matter what you need. And what did we say, 67
bulk products.
Every color, every texture imaginable for whatever you need in your landscape area. Available today at 15% off if you mention KSL. And that's a good tip for those of you in line right there. 15% off. So do it today. Free hot dogs at this location only. But remember, they're open in Ogden as well. And on the other side, we'll talk to Katie, Carol, Randy, and Jaron. Stay with us. Your call's next on the KSL Greenhouse.
The facts are shocking. One in four Utahns is obese, and the numbers are rising.
Obesity-related healthcare costs could increase by 4 times in a few short years.
It's time we all take control of our lives and our health. That's why KSL News
and Intermountain Healthcare
are teaming together to make 2013 the year when
each of us lives well and enjoys better health.
Watch for weekly features and reports from KSL News
and feel better with your life,
your health. The facts are shocking. One in four Utahns is obese, and the numbers are rising.
Obesity-related healthcare costs could increase by 4 times in a few short years.
It's time we all take control of our lives and our health. That's why KSL News
and Intermountain Healthcare
are teaming together to make 2013 the year when
each of us lives well and enjoys better health.
Watch for weekly features and reports from KSL News
and feel better with your life,
your health.
I'm Marshall Tate, my company's Midwest Commercial Interiors, Utah's office furniture leader for 75 years. A client explained the other day that while in a different business, they compete directly with major corporations like Adobe and eBay every day. They compete for talent, and they're not alone. The same holds true for Midwest. One of the biggest challenges we face today is finding and hiring the right employees. But I know this. Our success depends on recruiting, attracting, and retaining great people, and our office environment needs to speak to that. What does that have to do with office furniture? Everything. At Midwest, we're experts at designing and furnishing effective workspaces that inspire creativity, collaboration, flexibility, and innovation. Offices that attract talent. It's why we say great workspaces don't begin with office furniture, they begin with great design. And Midwest has been creating Utah's most effective offices for over 75 years. Midwest Commercial Interiors. Design, furnish, and impress.
This is a guided meditation on parenting. Take this time to breathe deeply and close your eyes. Right now, you're completely in control. Unlike the time you and your son played basketball and you attempted to slam dunk. Or when you tried removing those raccoons from the basement. Concentrate on the soothing sound of my voice. Release the memory of when you wrestled with that beehive in your son's treehouse. Let go of the time you thought that skunk was a cat, or when you pulled into the garage with your son's bike on top of the car. Deep breaths. Deep breaths.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who don't need perfection. They need you. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
The KSL Greenhouse. Become a master gardener, or at least make your neighbors jealous with KSL News Radio.
Right back to the phones here, and Randy on the line in West Valley. Randy, I'm glad we made the connection. What's up? Yeah, Randy, go ahead.
Yeah, hey, how do you get rid of night crawlers? My lawn's just inundated with them.
We have had multiple calls the last 2 or 3 weeks on night crawlers, and I can't recommend just wholesale getting rid of them because they, for the most part, are beneficial to the soil. I think they've been a lot more common this time of year because of the moisture we've had in the soil that brings them to the surface, and over time, as the hot weather comes, they go deeper in search of moist soil. But they need oxygen, and if the soil's really wet, they have to come to the surface to get it, and they make the little holes and divots and things. So if they have you, have they been problematic in the past?
Have you got bumps all over your yard?
Yeah, it's you walk on it, and it's like walking on golf balls.
There's no easy way to do that. Sometimes irrigation will knock those down a bit, and a lawn roller, in this situation, you put the water into to flatten them out a bit, and they will go down over time. But if it's an extreme situation, you can get a power rake and just set it high enough to knock those down and not severely damage the grass.
Yeah, go ahead.
There's no way to get rid of the worms, right?
No, and even if you did, they would be back within a month or two because their eggs blow in the wind. They're little dry cyst things that when they land in the soil, it develops a worm and they're right back.
But let me ask you this. Do you aerate on a regular basis?
No, I aerated a couple of years ago and it made my yard such a mess I decided I'd just...
Well, this is actually a pretty good way of helping with your earthworm situation because tonic gives those earthworms place to put their castings.
It does. Oh. And so as you aerate, pull those plugs out, and then you can mow the – say you're for one time set the mower fairly low to mow the plugs up and kind of chop them into blade. But aerating, one, it'll give them a place to put their castings, but it also creates some aeration so that they'll go a little bit more deeply.
Gotcha. Okay. Sounds good.
Okay.
Thanks, guys.
Randy, thanks. Only other suggestion we have all the time is get those guys out of the ground, start a little bait shop, and let the kids make some extra money selling them to fishermen that are headed up the canyon. We used to do that as a kid. Katie, is it Somerville, Katie?
Yeah, it's Centerville.
Oh, Centerville. All right. I'm reading the writing of Kat back there in the studio, and sometimes she gets creative. You had a question about mowing your lawn. Interesting, and Ton has some input, but what is your question specifically?
It's just my grandma had always taught me to mow it different directions every week, and I never knew why and didn't know if there was an advantage to that.
The biggest reason you mow in different directions is so you don't wear trails in your lawn. And I've seen several times where folks, especially they get a little bit over anxious on their mowing.
Overzealous.
They'll mow two or three times a week, and I've actually seen trails put in lawns with lawnmowers, and it's especially common in clay soil that's a little bit overwatered, and the grass will not fill into those trails very quickly. And so also mowing the different direction will train the grass to not grow. You know, if you mow the same pattern, you can actually, the grass may lay over just a little bit. So if you mow that different direction, it creates just a little bit more even cut on your lawn also.
Okay, great. Thank you.
All right, thanks for the call. Mowing the lawn is not one of my favorite things to do. However, my daughter actually always mows twice on the same mowing day. So she'll go in one direction and then cross-cut the other direction, which, as you mentioned, cuts it a little more evenly. But it's twice the walking, twice the work.
It is, and it's that baseball field look, the clubs field when they have that diamond pattern out there. That's how they do it.
Really does look nice. All right, Carol in West Jordan, we're making our way through these phone calls. And by the way, 1, 2, 3 local lines open at KSL Talk, 801-575-8255. Carol, what's your question today?
Well, I don't garden. It's not something that I do, but I love your guys' show because I love the passion you guys have. But I have some chickens and hens cactus, and they're in a pot, and they're squished. They're seriously squished. They've been there for like 10, 15 years, and I really want to break them up and replant them, but I don't want to hurt them.
You will not hurt them. Go ahead and tip the pot over, get them out, and then split them with a sharp knife, a sharp spade, and just separate the individual plants out so that you get a lot of roots on each one, and then you can put those in new pots. I've seen those hens and chicks go through winter in pots, completely frozen, and then just not miss a beat the next year. They're a very durable plant.
Yeah, she keeps coming up year after year right through the winter. I thought, well, maybe I might just crack the pot open and go for gold or something.
Go ahead and do that. You will be hard-pressed to kill them.
Alrighty then. Thank you so much.
Thank you. And it's called chicken hens?
Hens and chicks.
Hens and chicks.
Yes, they're a succulent that stay on the ground. They're oftentimes used as a ground cover, very drought hardy, very pretty, and like I said, they just are as tough as nails.
Do they blossom at any time?
They'll sometimes produce a little blossom. The look of them is more you're going for the foliage because it's a very low, almost, I'm trying to describe what they look like. If you're familiar with the Sansevierias, but if they're succulent, low-growing succulent, very common, a lot more common in Southern California.
But tough as nails.
Yeah, tough as nails and very hardy here.
Huh. All right, and that'll clear another local line at KSL Talk, 801-575-8255. Michael and Carl, we know you're there. I don't want to cut you short on getting you the answer you need, so we'll take our break leading into news with Nkoyo Iyamba coming up at the halftime, half hour anyway, here on KSL News Radio. I'm sort of in a sports mode today. Coming up at halftime. Bryant is also taking one of our lines up here, so hang on. Your phone call's coming up next on the KSL Greenhouse, continuing our live broadcast today at Staker Parson in North Salt Lake, right on Beck Street. If you're in the Ogden area, stop by Staker Parson there and tell them you heard about it on KSL. You can get 15% off of whatever you're buying, but the hot dogs, free today at this location only. And again, we're in North Salt Lake. We'll be broadcasting till 11 this morning. Come see us.
Who would you have die in a car crash?
Your neighbor?
Your friend? Your brother or sister?
Your spouse?
Your child? Fact is, any death on Utah's roads is one death too many.
That's why KSL News has teamed up
with UDOT's Zero Fatalities program
to drive home information that you need
to help you,
your friends, your family
come home safely every time.
Join us
on the road to zero fatalities.
Only from KSL News.
Is your company growing? Are you hiring but just can't find the right candidates? Hiring today isn't easy. Most job applicants now look online for job opportunities. And it's not always clear where on the internet you should post your job. And then, once applicants are rolling in, managing emails and spreadsheets can quickly become a chore. Let us help. Hiring Thing is online software that helps companies post jobs, manage applicants, and hire great employees. If you need to hire someone soon, we might be a perfect fit for your company. When you use Hiring Thing, we'll automatically advertise your open positions multiple places online and provide great tools, allowing you to accept online resumes, rate and review applicants, and share information with other managers. It's easy to use and free to get started. Visit us online at HiringThing.com to start a 30-day free trial. That's HiringThing.com.
Adopt U.S. Kids and the Ad Council.
9:30 in the KSL 24-hour newsroom. I'm Nkoyo Iyamba, KSL's top local story this hour. Midvale's Copperville Rec Center is missing three tandem bikes and other sports equipment. That's because Monday, thieves broke into a storage unit and stole the unique bikes worth at least $5,000. They were meant for the center's blind and disabled patrons.
Knowing that this equipment goes specifically to people with disabilities, that hit was a little harder.
And it was really bad timing, too. Coordinator Susie Schroer says the center was getting ready to start a sports program for the disabled. KSL's top national story this hour from ABC News. It's still unclear when furloughs to air traffic controllers will actually come to an end, despite the House and Senate passing a bill this week to restore the workers' hours. ABC News senior Washington correspondent Jeff Zeleny reports there seems to be an error in the hasty legislation.
It turns out the legislation may have been pushed through a little too fast. A top White House official tells me this morning President Obama was prepared to sign this bill into law today, but now must wait until Tuesday. A spelling error in the bill apparently needs to be corrected first.
And meanwhile, both the president and the GOP use their weekly addresses to blame each other for the sequester. Investigators are still trying to determine how a piece of one of the planes that struck the World Trade Center on 9/11 wound up wedged between two buildings. It was only discovered yesterday, more than a decade after the terror attacks. Coming up on KSL News Radio, we'll check your KSL weather forecast next. KSL News Time, 9:32.
Utah's afternoon news with Scott and Maria.
The vehicle continued north on I-15. He called out pursuit.
3 till 7 on KSL News Radio.
If you're a full-time care provider for a loved one with Alzheimer's or any form of dementia, you experience stress in a unique and sometimes overwhelming way. Add kids on top of that, and well, sometimes you just need a break before you break. Some people have family and friends to help out, but not everyone is so fortunate. For anyone who needs a little assistance, there is help for you, and it's free. Birch Creek Home Care and Hospice has collaborated with Weber Human Services, Davis County Family Health and Senior Services, and the Alzheimer's Association Utah Chapter to offer caregivers a break at 10 different senior center locations throughout Weber, Davis, and Morgan counties. Each center offers a three-hour break, taking care of your loved one while providing them with socialization and cognitive activities, all supervised by a Birch Creek staff member with a CNA in attendance. As a caregiver, you need to take care of yourself and give yourself the break you deserve. You've probably heard that before. Now, for the benefit of your whole family, do something about it. For information on dates, locations, and times, call 801-389-0473.
This week, our teacher feature salute goes to Mac Fieldstead at Mountain View High School in Orem. Blaine tells us Mac is a great example of someone who makes a difference through teaching financial literacy. Students from other schools even come to specifically request his summer class because they know how much they'll learn from him. Mac had a successful career as a financial planner before deciding to make a difference through teaching. His real-world experience is invaluable in helping his students. Mac Fieldstead receives a plaque from Zions Bank, an overnight stay at the Anniversary Inn, dinner for two at the Roof Restaurant downtown, two season passes to Hale Center Theater in West Valley, and he is eligible to win a two-year lease of a new Nissan Altima provided by Burt Brothers Tire and Service. Qualified teacher applicants will be notified by email, and the card drawing and winning teacher will be selected before the awards banquet. Also, before the awards banquet, the winner will be highlighted on Channel 5's Studio 5 and KSL News Radio.
Old MacDonald had some ground with Nutra-Nutra-Mulch, and in that ground he plants some seeds with Nutra-Nutra-Mulch. With a strong plant here and a strong plant there a plant, there a plant, everywhere a strong plant. Now, Old MacDonald has a farm with Nutra-Nutra-Mulch. Nutra-Mulch is available at all independent nurseries, hardware garden centers, the Home Depot, and at IFA Country Stores. See Nutra-Mulch.com. Let's talk turkey. Premium turkey manure compost from Nutri-Mulch. Putting Nutri-Mulch in your ground before planting assures that you have a nutrient-rich and plant-friendly medium in which to produce the finest crops, flowers, and shrubs. Using lesser compost cheats your plants and hurts production. So this year, don't chicken out and use inferior products. You could end up with just a load of bull. Always use Nutri-Mulch before you plant. Nutri-Mulch is available at all independent nurseries, hardware garden centers, the Home Depot, and at IFA Country Stores. See Nutri-Mulch.com.
The Browser, 1 to 3 on KSL News Radio.
Traffic and weather together brought to you by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships. Try as hard as you can to get around that sinkhole in Taylorsville at 5400 South, 3200 West on a busy Saturday that could affect your activities today. Also, crews are still cleaning up that crash northbound I-15 at 90th South. The wreck is off to the right, though not seeing any delays there. And if you see a traffic incident we've missed, please call us, 801-575-6397. And sunshine with a high of 75 degrees today, a few clouds and 77 tomorrow, windy and 78 Monday, lows in the upper 40s the next few days. Use Oakdale Egg Farms Organic Compost, the official compost of Thanksgiving Point, to improve your soil. Available at IFA Country Stores, J&J, and J&L Garden Centers. For a complete list, visit Oakdale.com. It's 61 degrees at 9:36. You get the top stories every 30 minutes, breaking news the second it happens. I'm in Koyo Iyamba, KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM, Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
Call the KSL Greenhouse with your questions. We're at KSL Talk. That's 575-8255. And it's only on KSL News Radio.
Our engineer, John Clark, trying to encourage a little one here to put a headset on. I don't think it's going to happen today, actually. Tim Hughes, Tom Bettis, we are broadcasting today from Staker Parson in North Salt Lake. And Tom mentioned that he and Maria were up in the Ogden location last week. Didn't get quite the weather day we got this week, however, did you?
No, this is beautiful weather now. We were there in the rain but they're still fairly busy, and I'm just glad to see this warm weather.
Yeah, and everything we talk about today, short of the hot dogs, is available if you're up in the Ogden area, so make sure you stop in there. Lindsay Peterson knows that Ogden location well. That's where you work, right?
Yes, it is.
And you are the materials dispatch manager.
Yes, that's right.
Big title.
Yeah.
I was telling Brent earlier that for most people, my guess is that they see or hear us talk about Steak or Parson, and they see the name on a big truck that's usually headed to a construction site,
right,
or, you know, they're doing some repaving somewhere, but they don't think about it in terms of a garden center.
Right. Landscape center. We have all kinds of stuff. Topsoil, garden soil, playground sand, playground mulch, the rubber mulch.
Yeah.
It's a big, big seller. Bark, mulch, you name it. We probably have it.
I'm glad you mentioned the playground materials because, you know, putting the wrong playground material in your kids' area is a disaster.
Yes.
And you go through all of the effort to put it down once, then you have to remove it and start again.
That's right.
That's not fun.
No.
But you have stuff that is made exactly for that.
Yes, we do. We have, like I said, the playground, the rubber mulch. We have the playground chips. It's a tumbled blonde playground bark. It's wood, but it's rolled, tumbled to prevent slivers.
And it's pretty cushy, too.
Yes, it is. And then, of course, we have our sands. So
yeah,
we have a pretty big variety for your playground needs.
And, Tom, that's a great way. We were talking about how mulch will help cover up weeds. Any of that stuff will really do a job on weeds, too.
They will. And so any cover you can get that's, you know, at least that around 3 inches deep, keeps those weeds down and helps retain the water in the soil.
And that's a perfect place to use this landscape fabric that we're looking at here. It's called Contractor Select, and it's available also at Steak or Parsons. Colored? You have different colors of the rubber mulch, too?
Yep, absolutely. Here in the yard today, I believe we have some redwood, chocolate, and some black. We can get in most any color. Just takes a couple days, so yeah. Come
One
on
One thing
in
about there. The colored, the rubber mulch mm-hmm. is that it really mimics the look of bark,
mm-hmm.
but there's a lot more durability there, so you're not having to refresh it with an inch or so every year.
Yeah, absolutely. It lasts a long time, doesn't track in the house like the sand does.
You brought your little one with you today, too, and we've been mentioning that there are things for the kids to do.
Yeah, yep, I brought my little Reese with me today. She's helping out. She's been making some rock dolls, planting some pumpkins. We've got vegetables and flowers and you name it.
Is she a hot dog tester, too?
Oh, yeah. We're going to test the hot dogs next.
We'll have her. That's her next assignment, to go out and test the hot dogs. All right. Good to meet you, Lindsay. Thanks for your time
Thank
today.
Thank you.
And remember all the things we talked about. 15% off if you mention the KSL Greenhouse at either the Salt Lake or the Ogden location. Their Lehigh location, not open on Saturdays. But take advantage of these deals. Come have a free lunch with us and enjoy the weather. Let's go to Michael, who's online in Orem next. And, Michael, you've got something going on in your grass areas.
Yes, thank you for taking my call. I have some circles for the last couple of years, and the perimeter of the circle, a couple inches wide, the grass is dead.
There could be a couple of different fungal diseases causing that, and I hesitate to point out one because oftentimes you have to get those samples into a lab to get them positively identified. The most likely two that it could be are either fairy ring, but you usually see mushrooms with fairy ring, and the other one is necrotic ring spot. Necrotic ring spot, you'll see a dead patch that slowly spreads,
correct,
and it'll either be in a crescent shape or a circle, and then the lawn in the middle recovers as it moves outward.
That looks like that's what's happening. Mm.
No matter what fungal disease it is, it can be a little bit more difficult to control them than other fungal diseases because they're in the soil. And so some things you can do right now is we generally tell folks to water very deeply less often, but if it is especially necrotic ring spot, go ahead and water a little bit shorter period of time, but more often, and the grass sometimes will recover a little more quickly if it gets more even watering. Make sure and mow fairly regularly, about 2-2.5 inches. But when you, in between mowings, I would go ahead and wash the mower out fairly well so that it doesn't spread to other areas as quickly.
Bottom line is there is no quick, easy fix for this, but it will recover in time.
It will.
There's nothing you can put on it?
Well, you can try some fungicides, and especially the homeowner versions, you have about a 50-50 chance of getting rid of it. There are some professional-grade fungicides that do a lot better job, but you're minimally about $80 for a bag.
So it can be expensive, and the other thing is, and to tell you how tough this is, you'll get lawn companies, you know, that are in the business of spraying, and they'll tell you they can treat it, but they won't guarantee that it works.
No, it's
what
just.
What do you recommend for the more expensive stuff?
Well, the one that I've talked to some folks that has worked fairly well, and I haven't used it personally, is called Pillar, P-I-L-L-A-R. And you would have to find a turf dealer, somebody that deals in professional turf products for landscapers and lawn applicators that actually would have it. But I hesitate on those because when you start getting to professional-grade products, the margin for error is very low, and you really need some experience sometimes on some of these things.
What about the amateur stuff?
F-Stop is one out there that's very common. There's some other Bayer and Ortho products that you could put down also.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, thanks, Michael. Bryant in Ogden, you're next. Hi there.
Hi, how's it going?
Good.
Excellent. I just had a question about how to get my lawn thicker. What's going on is we have a really big tree in the front and also one in the back that covers at least 50% of the lawn, both in the front and the back. And obviously the grass is thinner underneath the tree, but it's also thin out where it's getting full sun also. So I was just curious if there's a way that I could get it thicker so it's not so splotchy.
There, how long has the lawn been in?
The house is at least probably 50, 60 years old, so it's been in for quite a while.
The thin lawn and kind of the patchiness is very common in older turf. It was the nature to plant red fescue, perennial ryegrass, and Kentucky bluegrass in a 1-to-1-to-1 mix. And what happens over time, 20, 30, 40 years, is that these will become very splotchy. The red fescue and the ryegrass are bunch grasses, and they don't tiller out or they don't spread like bluegrass will. And so I guess the take home is that it can be splotchy. So,
and the shade from those big trees,
yes,
probably
doesn't
help.
So initially, you could try aerating and then just go ahead and top dress with a good Kentucky bluegrass blend to see if that would thicken it up. Make sure that you're fertilizing correctly also. Under the trees, if that doesn't thicken it up, then you could turn to red fescue, which is a shade tolerant turf. It looks a little bit different than bluegrass.
And just overseed?
And overseed with it. Maybe do it in the spring or fall after you've aerated to increase germination a bit. But that red fescue is far more shade-tolerant, but it doesn't ever look quite as finished after you mow as bluegrass does.
Okay. What fertilizer would you recommend for right now?
That's a tough one because it depends on what your soil conditions are like. So about 90% of the time, straight nitrogen is just fine, but you're probably not going to do much harm putting down something like triple 16 or a 24-5-10 or similar.
Okay.
And I would also probably recommend doing an aeration and then doing your fertilization. It's the perfect time of year to do both.
The lawn's growing more vigorously at this time of year, and it can recover more quickly. And with the cooler weather, it would be a good time for that grass seed to germinate.
Uh-huh. Would you, I don't know if I'm like doing such a drastic move as to get rid of all the grass and just reseed since it's got that different blend, or do you think just overseeding and aerating?
I would try overseeding first, and in the areas especially that are more sunny, try the bluegrass and see over a period of 2 or 3 years if you can thicken it up and get the bluegrass more dominant. A lot of the modern bluegrass varieties are a little bit more hardy and vigorous than the older Marion types that you would see in the 50s and 60s. That, boy, tearing that lawn up and redoing it is a lot of work. And I will recommend trying to work with it for a few years to see if you can restore some semblance of a lawn back.
And most of the time when we get calls about whether I should overseed or, you know, spray it out and start over, when we're talking about weeds anyways, if you've got 50% or more of desirable grass, go ahead and overseed it.
Yes. The grass, when you create a healthy situation for it, will very quickly well, not very quickly, but it will recover and make a great lawn.
The other thing you want to do when you after you've overseeded and the grass is coming up is, I don't know how long you cut your grass, but raise your mower height and really
2.5-3 inches.
Let that grass grow, and it'll build its own root system and really become, it'll really strengthen itself.
Okay. How often would you fertilize it?
As often as you need, and I know that's not the answer you want. If the only time your lawn sees traffic is when you mow, two fertilizations a year is great. But if you have a lot of traffic, you know, kids playing all the time, then 3 or 4 would be appropriate.
Okay. Because I had a person tell me to fertilize every 4 weeks. Is that overkill?
That's overkill.
That will, it'll make your turf grow great guns. You'll be mowing 2 or 3 times a week, but it's very unhealthy for the turf.
Okay.
And it's almost like, not even, it's worse than like steroids for us, but it's just a very unhealthy situation.
Look, a lawn care company will tell you need 4 fertilizations a year because that's how they make their money. But most of the time, spring, midsummer, and then a fall fertilization,
yes,
that will help get your grass up and going after the winter. It works.
The most important out of those is the fall fertilization. And then if you will compost or mulch the lawn clippings right back onto your lawn, that will actually replace 1 fertilization a year, and so then you can get away with 2. But if it's moderately used, you might have to kick up to 3. If you Google USU and fertilizer for northern Utah lawns, it'll bring up a fact sheet, and it'll give you a fertilizer schedule according to use, and it'll explain the types of fertilizers out there and get you a good recommendation to what you could use for your lawn.
Okay, cool. Well, thank you.
All right. Brian, thanks for the call. Yeah, and when my kids were teenagers and even younger than that, preteens, and all of their buddies were coming over to play basketball, I don't care how many times you fertilized.
Oh, man.
It didn't matter.
My older brother was a baseball player, and we would go practice pitching during the summer. It was off season for him. And there's still spots on my dad's lawn that aren't quite right because we spent so much time playing catch and pitching and things.
So there's the home plate and there's the pitcher's mound.
Yes.
All right, we'll take a break. When we come back, Ray, you'll be next in Orem. And Johnny and Lloyd, we know you're there, but it's just those three. That means it's a great time for you to get on the phone with us at KSL Talk. 801-575-8255. 3 local lines. Both lines in Davis and Weber County available at 670-5751. Those are toll-free lines, and we'll get to your calls. Coming up next on the KSL Greenhouse, live today at Staker Parson, North Salt Lake, right here on Beck Street. Anything and everything you need, 67 different bulk products to choose from. Bring your truck, bring your trailer, and save 15% off today by mentioning the KSL Greenhouse. We'll even feed you hot dogs for lunch. Stay with us.
I don't know what it is about spring. It kind of makes us all want to start cleaning up the house, doing some spring cleaning, going out, getting things in order in the yard. And, of course, one place you need to pay attention, you need to pay attention to your pantry. Make sure that's in order with the food storage that you know your family ought to have on hand. This is a great time of year to open that pantry door, take a look around, and then call this number, 1-877-273-2315, or go over to the keyboard and pound out dailybread.com. Either way, you'll get all the information on food storage for your home, for your family, for your needs. Whether it's a long-term plan, short-term plan, whether you're planning for just yourself or a couple of other people or a huge family, the people at Daily Bread can help. We've counted on them for years, and their food is delicious. It's easy to prepare. 25-year worry-free food storage. Daily Bread. Go to dailybread.com or call 1-877-273-2315 and get your free sample.
Good, better, best. Good is choosing a certified public accountant to help you with your financial records and taxes. Better is one with experience and knowledge of your personal and business needs. Best is one who belongs to the Utah Association of CPAs. As you think about your tax return preparation this year, especially in the light of the confusing and always changing tax laws, consider this. CPAs will save you the most money on your taxes. CPAs are more competitive price-wise than the big box store preparation guys. CPAs are the most qualified to prepare your taxes and get you the most money back you deserve. Along with extensive tax expertise, CPAs can also provide you business advising, financial planning, general accounting, and investment advising.
Hire a CPA and be sure you're getting the most out of your taxes. Go to uacpa.org to find a CPA that's right for you. That's uacpa.org. Brought to you by the Utah Association of CPAs.
My daughter Pam got sick when she was studying abroad, and I just kind of panicked. I mean, here I am 5,000 miles away. So I checked with Regions, and with our plan, our family is covered just about everywhere. Then they helped me find a great doctor really close to where Pam was staying. You just want to be there for your kids, wherever they are. Our health plan sure helps.
Regions, your health connected. Regions Blue Cross Blue Shield of Utah is an independent licensee of the BCBSA.
Are you living paycheck to paycheck? Are your credit cards maxed out? Not paying some bills so you can take care of others? Or are you behind on the rent or utility bills? There is no better time than now to get your finances in order. The National Foundation for Credit Counseling, a nonprofit organization, offers a number of steps you can take to get yourself on the way to living debt-free. Track your spending for 1 month and record all your expenses, what kind and how much you spent. Use that to figure out where you can trim the fat. Look for low-cost alternatives to reduce expenses. Pack your lunch instead of buying it. Go to the library instead of the bookstore. When your credit card bills arrive, pay more and pay extra, exceeding the minimum payment. For more tips on how to recover from debt or get help in developing a budget, contact the NFCC to reach a certified counselor at 1-800-388-2227 or visit debtadvice.org. That's 1-800-388-2227 or visit debtadvice.org. A public service message from the NFCC.
The KSL Greenhouse on KSL News Radio.
Boy, we've only got about 3 minutes, a little more than that, to finish out this hour. So let's get back to the phones in Orem. Ray is on the line there. Go ahead, Ray. Welcome into the greenhouse.
Thank you. Good to be with you. I have three quick questions. Okay. Has there been something developed to deal with Johnson grass in the midst of other grass, something that would kill it and not necessarily other grass around it?
A lot of times on what we refer to as Johnson grass or crabgrass is something...
Okay, maybe I may be using the wrong term.
Yeah, and that's it's tough because there's 15 or 20 of them that look very, very similar.
It's not crabgrass because it comes up way before the crabgrass.
Okay, and so you could be seeing fescue or quackgrass or a number of others, but in general...
Probably the quackgrass or is that the same as orchard grass?
No, quackgrass is much more aggressive than orchard in a lot of situations and harder to get rid... Well, Roundup's your option for most of them. So the short answer is no, there's generally not a spray that will selectively take one grass out of the other. There's a few exceptions out there for like crabgrass and Bermuda, but 90% of the time, a glyphosate product is your option for turf.
So yes. you end up spraying it out and then reseeding or resodding.
Yeah, okay.
If it did turn out to be tall fescue, there are some products out there that will selectively take tall fescue out, but this is an extreme situation that I really recommend that a professional and a very experienced professional do that, because you can mess things up if you try to do it on your own.
Well, let me just interject from a personal experience here. I know you're hesitant to spray it out, but if you don't, you're going to end up having to spray out the entire yard because it will take over.
It will, and so... When I say these ones that will selectively take, you know, on the fescue sense, that will selectively take it out, you can mess up your trees and shrubs if you do it wrong. But glyphosate is the option for taking weed grass out of Kentucky bluegrass for the most part.
Okay. I've also got this onion-looking stuff growing all around the yard. It's starting to take over, too. It looks like onions. It grows from a bulb. It's not.
Does it have an onion smell to it?
That I can't tell you.
And have you ever seen the flowers? Any flowers at all?
Sometimes it'll be a little white flower, I think.
But it's not a broad, pretty flower.
No.
Oh. It probably is nut sedge, and it looks a lot like turf or a grass. Uh-huh. And the nut sedge will do that. And you can actually get a couple of different nut sedge sprays from most independent garden centers, and even Lowe's Home Depot should have it.
Okay. One other quick question. I have these little teeny black bugs all around there that I took down to the extension. They call it springtail. Has anything, that's been a couple of years ago that I took that down there, and at the time there was nothing that would touch that.
There's still not really much you can do. They're more of a nuisance. and it's just something you deal with, and they're common during the spring when it's cooler and you have more moisture.
And they tend to go away as the season goes on. So, Ray, we're out of time. I apologize, but we're up against a hard break here. ABC News is coming up next at 10 o'clock. And then your calls on the other side. Dwayne, Linda, Johnny, and Lloyd, stay with us. Hour 3 of the Greenhouse live from Staker Parson coming up. I'm back with Greg at Replenish Landscape Garden Products. It's my first stop of the spring to help take care of what Mother Nature has left behind after a long, hard winter. And Greg, we start with Replenish Compost.
It's a very versatile material, low in salts, high in microorganisms and nutrients. A great product for either a top dressing or a soil amendment.
And while they're here picking up their Replenish, there are 18 other great products also available.
We have 5 different varieties of natural bark. We have the colored wood mulches, 2 premium soils that are just excellent to plant directly into. We also carry the Ulite products and NutriMulch.
And of course, they can buy it in bulk, bag, or you'll blow it right in.
Our blower truck service is a great way to put a lot of material down quick, save your back, and get you out of the wheelbarrow shovel routine.
Get your yard and garden off to a great start to the growing season by coming to Replenish, 4660 South, 200 West in Murray. Call 262-5142 or check them out online at replenishcompost.com. It's good stuff.
On the battlefield, there's a saying America's military men and women live by. Never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Off the battlefield, Wounded Warrior Project operates with the same goal. We leave no warrior behind. Wounded Warrior Project is a nonprofit organization created to help our men and women returning home with the scars of war. Whether those scars are physical or mental, we're here to make sure that they heal. And whether it's helping those with post-traumatic stress disorder live a normal life again, or giving much-needed support to injured warriors and veterans hospitals, because no one deserves our help more than the men and women who risk their lives to keep us safe. Wounded Warrior Project. We never leave a fallen warrior behind. Ever. Learn more about what we do at WoundedWarriorProject.org.
Dad, where did the clouds come from?
Well, buddy, that's a good question.
Why are carrots orange?
Actually...
Who made the dinosaurs go away?
Well, I'm not sure anyone really knows how the dinosaurs...
Why is that person so big? Does she have a baby in their tummy?
Susie, that's not exactly appropriate.
Where do bugs go in the wintertime?
How do the fish sleep?
Is this worm a boy or a girl?
How do birds fly? Why can't dogs talk?
Well, why can't I fly?
Why can't I fly?
Dad, why don't you have any hair on your head? Why is the sky blue?
How do trees get so tall?
Why is dirt brown?
Where does the water in the bathtub go?
Are we there yet?
Why can't you keep your eyes open when you sneeze?
It doesn't grow on trees. Where does it grow?
You may not have all the answers.